If you're heading off to work this morning, you might not be too pleased to hear that pay rates for chief executives have hit record highs. The latest CEO pay survey from the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors shows it's thanks to persistent and increasing bonus payments. Chief Executive Louise Davidson says it's evidence that big business is out of touch. She spoke with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
This is the 17th year, Peter, that we've conducted this survey into CEO pay. And this year it shows a big increase in the amount that CEOs are getting paid for doing their jobs. And I think that this is somewhat surprising given community views at the moment, which show high levels of distrust in business.
Wages are also struggling to keep up with inflation. So do boards think fat bonuses are in line with community standards?
I guess if you look at the figures that we've come out with, you can compare CEO pay, which has gone up over 12%, compared to average weekly earnings of around 2.3%. So it is surprising to see that magnitude of change, I think, in the current environment.
Given the backdrop of the Banking Royal Commission, but also the government's hard sell on lowering the corporate tax rate, surely paying chief executives excessively more doesn't help the government's argument.
I think that this might be a sign that boards have lost sight of the link between a company's social licence to operate and the expectations of communities and investors. It does suggest to us that the companies ought to be thinking more carefully about the optics around these issues.
You say company boards are now out of touch with the community, but you're also saying they're tone deaf.
This year does show an increase in the magnitude of bonuses that are being paid. So we have concerns both about the size of bonuses that are being paid to CEOs, but also about what we call the persistence of bonuses. And by that I mean it's pretty hard not to get a bonus. So of the 100 CEOs in the ASX 100, the top 100 companies in Australia, only six of them missed out on a bonus.
So in other words, CEOs shouldn't necessarily get a bonus for simply fulfilling the terms of their contract.
We expect bonuses really to be around exceptional performance, performance above and beyond what you get paid for in your day job.
This isn't just chief executives, it's also the responsibility of company boards, chairmen and chairwomen.
Absolutely. I mean, boards are the ones who award CEO pay. And so we are really saying to boards, we hold you to account for this, and we expect that issues such as wage stagnation, inequality, persistence ought to be taken into account when you're setting CEO pay as well.
You and other investor groups have been banging the drum on this for a while, but are the current regulations working and do we need tougher action?
I actually do think that that's a big risk for Australian companies, is that if self-regulation is shown not to be successful, then there is a big risk that regulation will come in, that there will be an increase in the rules surrounding executive pay. And I don't think that that's what companies want, but I think that if you look at other jurisdictions such as the UK and even some parts of the US, that's what we have seen come about when it appeared the business was not able to regulate itself successfully.
Louise Davidson, Chief Executive of the Australian Council of Superannuation Investors, with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.